Chattooga. You don't know how the aluminum pole will feel on a body that's been underwater for 3 days, and you don't quite trust that you can tell the difference between flesh and wood this evening as you poke and probe from a raft platform in a rapid paddler's called Jawbone. All you know is the color of the water matches its sound, and there is a wolf spider on every rock you use for balance, and there are men on the bank, kin to the boy, with pistols and machetes, and they claim to have killed 14 snakes. You don't know that in 7 days the boy will surface in an eddy where a raft trip, yours, has pulled over to eat lunch. And you have no idea that your friend 3 years from now with a grappling hook and come along will unwedge a college student from the slot below left crack. Don't know he'll have to wait a week for the river to drop. That even then, with the force of the water, the body will only come in pieces. And that when you ask him about it, it's amazing what we remember. He'll say the watch on the left wrist was still ticking. And of course you don't know that in 5 years, in the same year and month that a doctor will cut your firstborn from your wife's belly, a man will lose his daughter in Ravenshoot, that after weeks she won't surface, and that he'll attempt to dynamite the river, try to break its jaw so he can recover her body, so he can bury her proper. This evening, with the aluminum pole growing colder in your hands, and the men on the bank starting fires, some coiling rope, you don't know what you know, what you're feeling. Don't know that even if this man 5 years from now finds his daughter, some part of him will have to leave her there and walk into the water below Ravenshoot, just downstream where it's almost calm. Walk in for as long as is needed, maybe a whole life. Walk in every day and bathe.